Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Marine resource officials in Maine have begun a $500,000 effort to produce a more scientific assessment of the state's lobster fishery. Reporter Fred Bever has our story.
The new Maine Lobster Research Collaborative will focus on the fishery's biological, physical, and social dynamics, as the request for proposals puts it. DMR spokesman Jeff Nichols notes that while lobster populations in southern New England crashed this decade, Maine's landing soared to record levels. Yet there was little research to show whether that can be directly linked to Maine's management policies. And landings are down this year, while disparate monitoring programs are sending sometimes conflicting signals about overall population health. Nichols says the collaborative will attempt to integrate monitoring programs, study environmental factors such as the Gulf's rapidly warming waters, and assess the success of conservation strategies.
Such as the minimum and maximum size, the use of V-notching, and the protection of egg-bearing lobsters, and to more accurately quantify their contributions to the improved lobster stock and improvement in landings.
The contract's components likely will be parceled out to various scientific and other organizations, Nichols says. It's being funded by sales of the state's lobster license plate. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.